want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is fish dip. I took my wife, Janet, to a place for a simple lunch down in the Middle Keys as we were making another round trip on an elliptical route that we have made more than any other in this lifetime. After we settled in on the bar stools and had cold beers in our hands and a mason jar filled with fish dip, I took out my phone and shot an image of the fish dip and sent it on to my friend and longtime fellow chef, Jeffrey Brana. As for many of us who live within the smell of salt water, this is Jeffrey's heart zone. He texted me back quickly. This Florida is what runs through my veins. When I was growing up, there were fish shacks dotting West Coast beach towns, sand still between my toes, as stone crab boats pulled up in a no-name harbor out back of the quote-unquote restaurant. There were red-checkered tablecloths, hush puppies in plastic baskets, and unbelievably fresh fish. Then, later in life, at Jimbo's on Virginia Key, semi-cold beer, fish dip, and Hell's Angels, I might turn and see a dead ringer for Hunter S. Thompson sitting in one of the old rotting recliners. Still later in life, I recall fishing the flats around Stiltsville, trying to picture what a weekend must have been like back in the heyday. Making fish dip is not hard. When I was first experiencing it, I noticed some folks used a brutal amount of salt and smoked it until way too dry. I'm not a fan of that. I still want to taste the fish. For a similar reason, I don't want mine weighted down with a tub of cream cheese. That is a way to save money, some would reason, but it is a travesty to the flavor and texture I seek in a well-balanced fish dip. The accoutrements are basic. Some crackers, a wedge of lemon, and a bottle of favorite hot sauce are all one needs. And that beer, of course. A good number of the folks who fish the waters convert old broken refrigerators into smokers. I love the resourcefulness of that. When you are a fisherman, or for that matter, a hunter, gatherer, or gardener, you hate to see things go to waste. We are living in an age that no generation before us has ever known. I can't think of a single civilization that has allowed so much food not get used. People are beginning to write about this and make documentaries on this epidemic. Bravo, say I. In so many examples, the foods we often love deeply are the ones that might have otherwise been ruined by the ravages of time and inevitable decay. For what that is born does not die. We have learned to cure and smoke fish because it is a way of extending its life. Some feel it is necessary to decide what is better when it comes to foods. They'll say, oh, I much prefer fresh fish to smoked fish, or the other way around. I don't feel the need to exclude or choose one over the other when it comes to so many comestibles. I prefer to survive, and eating is one way to assure that. I like to cook and eat variously. It makes for a more interesting life here on this spinning blue ball. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.